It's Denise from Women Beyond a Certain Age. We have a wonderful show today, but also a little different because our guests are a grandma and her granddaughter, Beverly and Kathy Schottenstein. And their story to me is just amazing. And we found out about them by a publicist. I think, Kathy, is she helping you with your book?
She's actually both my grandmother and my own publicist.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I need you to know most of the time, the show is called Women Beyond a Certain Age because my background is food. We talk about pot roast more than anything else. We talk a lot, but we try to talk about things that we think women beyond a certain age are interested in. And luckily, Kathy, I can see you. You're young, and congratulations to you that you've accomplished. Now, here's the story, and I'm just going to give the brief synopsis, and I mean brief. Basically, this is your story was a family struggle about money. And that's why I think that people can relate to it so much, anyone listening, because unfortunately, this happens a lot. I think yours, because there was more money involved, is just amplified. But I'm certainly not making light of the tragedy that's involved. But I'll tell you, Beverly, what amazes me about you is that you, female empowerment, this is a 93-year-old woman who sees a wrong in her own family and decides to correct it. Am I right, Beverly?
You're right, absolutely right.
How do you have, I am so proud of you. I am 69 and there are mornings that I think, do I have to pick up the newspaper this morning? I'm too lazy sometimes to make my husband a cup of coffee. And here you are, really taking on J.P. Morgan and protecting your own rights. I'm in awe of you, to say the least.
Thank you.
And so how did you, one, you got the strength to do it. And Kathy, tell us how you've helped your grandmother, because I know we'll talk about it, ladies. Kathy has a book that she's writing about this, which we'll put her information about her website and everything up on the site. People, I think, will be amazed, Kathy, okay? And the name of the book at the moment, or the working title, is Twisted?
Correct, yes.
Please. So tell us, how did you, your grandmother finds out that she is being wronged by two grandsons? Was it grandsons?
Yes, grandsons, my two first cousins.
Okay. And how did, I mean, I'm stunned. So how did then you take up the help to help her.
Right. Well, it was really a collaborative effort. And as you said earlier, regarding female empowerment, I genuinely believe it is truly female empowerment, because it is a band of really four women from all ages and walks of life that came together. And that's how it happened. It was early January of 2019. So the new year had just begun. And I had come to visit, because I normally came to visit my grandmother over Christmas time. And my cousin Alexis also happened to be visiting at the same time. And we were around my grandmother's condominium, and my cousin Alexis noticed that a package came from JP Morgan and also from my cousin Evan. And Evan at the time was completely in charge of all of my grandmother's finances. He was her broker. And so my cousin Alexis is looking at the paperwork and notices that it's this $5 million requirement that my grandma has supposedly put into this fund, which is based in the Cayman Islands. And so my grandmother is 94 right now. At that time, she was actually 92, but Alexis is thinking, why is she putting $5 million in the Cayman Islands? And my grandma didn't know anything about it. So right there, that was an alarm that went off. But before that, my grandmother has an amazing caregiver, Don Henry, who's actually in Florida right now with my grandmother while she's on the phone with us. And she had been noticing problems before that. She had alerted me months before that my cousin Evan was coming into my grandmother's apartment unannounced with a shredder and shredding her statements. Mm. And Dawn also said, we're not getting any statements. No statements are even coming in. So we don't have any idea of what's happening. So there were a number of red flags that began. And really, it was a combination of my grandmother, her caregiver, Dawn, myself, and my cousin Alexis, who had to team up unexpectedly and start asking difficult questions. And that was really the tip of the iceberg, because what we found out afterwards was my grandma's entire estate was in shambles, and we had to basically start over. And that was the beginning of the lawsuit, really.
Thank you, Kathy. And I want to say again, I'm proud of you four women. This is such a difficult thing. Do you know what I mean? And having my mother has, Beverly is gone. I hope you don't mind that I'm calling you Beverly, but I feel so close to you.
That's fine. Wonderful. So I don't mind.
I feel so close to you after having read Kathy's website and hearing the story, and an amazing story. When people, and I can hardly compare it, but I know that when my parents passed, dealing with family members is, first of all, you're grieving, mm-hmm. and then there's stress. So this situation with your grandsons must have been heartbreaking.
Yes, of course. The thing is this, I was very suspicious of the boys, I'd say 2 years before. I really was very suspicious and anxious. And I'd say, no, nothing is going on. And they were with another company before that, before J.P. Morgan. And I just didn't like the way they were treating me, because it seems that anything I would ask them, they're just too busy. They'll have to call me back. They're very busy working. They're busy. And it was always busy, never talking to me or telling me what's going on.
Of course.
And I wasn't used to that. I mean, I spent many years after my husband passed away talking to other agents that I had hired. So I just didn't like it, but I let it go. I said, well, the kids are learning. You know, that's the way I kept thinking to myself, they're learning. And besides that, I had my son. This was in Ohio yet, that I always felt very squeamish about it, because, you know, certain little things, talking to them. And then when I went to Florida, it just kept going on and on. I couldn't seem to handle them. And it was always, they're very busy. I was never asked, should I buy such and such? You know, that's the way I never handled heavy things. I only bought stuff that I heard about or read about. You know, as far as taking my money, I don't know who works with these things, but you read about these people. Well, if they're good, so you buy 1,000 shares, and that's the way I worked. You know, you share it, you make a few dollars, then you go on to the next one. That's the way I was working. I never was anxious about anything. Anxious, you know, worried.
Well, really, you've gotten this far, and you obviously have good gut instincts. So, but I also know that when your family's involved, that it's easy to get slack, you know what I mean? Oh, well, the boys are just busy. But obviously you knew what you were doing. And this is, you know, you were being taken advantage of, and they were not.
You're right.
And not speaking to you is dismissive, which is disrespectful. And, you know, this is an issue sometimes, one with family. I think family is more guilty of it than other people. But also, as we age, people tend to dismiss older people. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, they just dismiss you as if you don't have the same feelings or thoughts or intelligence that you've always had.
You're right. Absolutely correct.
very difficult. And I'm proud of you again. I say it because I just know how difficult this could have been. So Kathy, what happens next? So you find out this horrible discovery, shocking discovery.
Right. Well, really, this is the irony of the situation is it's out in the public now and it's become this big headline story. But the truth is, we're really private people. And part of the reason why this happened is we are a family that really never talked about money, which might seem silly, but it's really the truth. So although we knew that my cousin had asked to take control of all my grandmother's finances, as a family collectively, it troubled us, but we didn't even, I mean, I know for sure, I didn't even have any concept of how much he was even handling. And to be honest, as sharp as my grandmother is, she is not she will say herself, she's not a sophisticated investor. And so she didn't, I don't even believe my grandmother really knew how much money Evan was controlling for her.
You're right.
And so it got out of hand. But what happened was we discovered there were problems, and all my grandma wanted to do was move her account away from JP Morgan. It was that simple. And she wanted to keep it as quiet and as private as possible. So she, because she doesn't have a computer, went over with her caregiver and gave them a handwritten note saying, I would like you to stop trading on my account and I will send you further instructions. And they ended up scanning her handwritten letter and the local bank sent it off to her brokers who were working at JP Morgan. And what it did was actually set off a tsunami because my cousins then reacted with a very strong manner and said, we haven't done anything wrong. Why are you doing this? And actually tried to investigate the rest of the family, not themselves, not look at themselves. They froze her out. JP Morgan froze my grandmother out of her own account, would not let her move any assets, not let her touch her money, because my cousins told JP Morgan, she's losing it. She has dementia. There's something wrong with her. And our cousins, Kathy, Alexis, or caregiver Dawn, they're all taking advantage of her. So they had this reverse response, and JP Morgan was happy to go along with it. And for months, my grandmother was frozen out of her own account. Well, technically, we were supposedly under investigation for our own sort of exploitation or elder abuse. When it became obvious that that was not the case, JP Morgan had to unfreeze her funds and she was able to move it to another bank. But it was how the stance that they took. And at this time, they began spreading rumors, even in my grandmother's condominium building, that she had dementia. There's something wrong with her. She's lost her mind. They did nothing wrong. And they took such a strong stance and started spreading so many mistruths about my grandmother and her family that basically my grandma got fed up and we all were fed up. And you know, at a certain point, enough is enough. And you have to stand up for yourself. And this is why I really believe that though my grandmother was not sexually abused, she was abused. It was elder abuse and it was ruled elder abuse. And that's where I find that she is part of the Me Too movement. I believe strongly in that because at the heart of the Me Too movement, it's really women standing in solidarity, fed up, refusing to be victimized. And that's the place that my grandmother got to.
I think you just said that beautifully. And I'll tell you why else. Had it had not been your grandmother, but your grandfather, I wonder if the boys would have done the same thing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's the question. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see it all the time, every single day. I'm 69, Beverly, and I chose to go into food, hospitality, but as a woman chef, I'm going to tell you something. There were only three or four of us in the 80s. Do you know what I mean? There were no women, but I know discrimination and I know the Me Too movement. And I know that when people, how do I want to say that? When people misjudge me or under evaluate me because I'm a girl, and I don't care what your age you are. Do you know what I mean? I think that women, sometimes we're taken advantage of because we're women, or at least people try.
That's true. You know what they did? They took something for 10 years. And
the Cayman Fund.
The Cayman Fund was, that's what they called it. A 10-year thing now. Would I sign anything for 10 years? I mean, that's when you get the full money 10 years later. I would never do that. And that's how they were doing such crazy kind of things that really anyone else would have lost everything that they have, the way they were doing things on their own. It was terrible. It was really terrible.
Did the boys benefit themselves, though? Did they make money?
Yes, they were benefiting themselves. Absolutely.
Yeah. In the trial, it came out that they made millions of dollars in commissions for both themselves and for J.P. Morgan. Those were the big winners.
Yes.
See, that's a double betrayal to me. Do you know what I mean? So dishonest and greedy. And not obviously disrespecting their grandmother. I mean, this is just what you don't want to know about. Okay. This is exactly the kind of, but I know that this has happened more times than people are aware of. Mm-hmm. Now, so Kathy, how did you decide that you'd write a book about this? Because I think that's wonderful. I think that's that's the triumph out of the horror. Do you know what I mean? That you're taking a stand and doing something, and this has changed you.
It has. It's become sort of it's become my life now. It didn't start out this way. It started out from just a genuine place of feeling that I needed to stand beside my grandma and help her deal with all of this, because we all had to do that collectively. At the time, it became so stressful, truthfully. I wasn't able to sleep. My grandmother started losing her hair. We weren't eating right. It affected us on a physical level. And I almost basically, it became a therapeutic project to start writing things down, because so much was happening and every day was something new. And there were terrible encounters with my cousins, and my grandma can talk about that. It's important to realize that their parents live one floor below my grandmother in the same condominium building. So it's very difficult. My cousin and I, we actually get afraid to even go to Florida to visit her, because I feel like I'm going to have a panic attack when I'm in the elevator, that it's going to stop at the wrong floor. And then my cousins are going to come in, and they're very aggressive, and they've hired very aggressive lawyers, and they have no problem creating a scene. Even if you're out by the pool with 50 strangers, they have no problem doing that. And we're not confrontational people, and it's just not our nature. And so it got to a point where I just started writing things down, because so many crazy things were happening, and it just felt therapeutic to do that. And then I started taking a writing class at night, and it kind of took over my life, and I would tell friends about it, and you'd think, oh, this is such a weird story. The truth is, it's such a common story. And that's what I found as I talked to people. Elder abuse, financial crimes, it doesn't matter how much money you're talking about. That is not the relevant point. It sensationalizes it because this happens to be a big figure and we're talking about millions of dollars. That's what gets it in the headlines. But the truth is, it has nothing to do with the amount of money. This has to do with abuse. And we're all getting older, and this is so common in society. And it was resonating with friends when I would tell them, you know, I'm part of this crazy story and this crazy saga. And while you think it's unique, it's not unique. It's universal. And that's really what made me decide to make it into a book and the website.
I love it. I couldn't agree with you more. I think the book, I look forward to you publishing it, because I'm going to buy a copy.
Thank you.
And I just think that the website, I know, tells us so much, and it is universal. I have a dear friend, one of my best friends. Well, I have five friends, Beverly, that I went to, like, from grade school on. So most of us have lost our parents by now. And when we get all together and we'd talk about it, and then we'd hear that, you know, somebody's brothers were fighting about the money or fighting about the executors or whatever. And I agree with you. It doesn't matter how much money. Okay, Kathy, it's just, and one of them said, God, my brother and I were just fine. You know, we didn't have any problems. And I said, but Ginger, you had like $1.50. You know? left over when you're, I mean, I wasn't being mean, but when your mother died, you had $1.50. I said, you put 10 or 12 million bucks on the table, you're going to see a different side of people. And that's unfortunate. Do you know what I mean? Because, and I do know, and if people may not know, though, I know people are going to read this on the website, your family has been philanthropists. They have stayed out of the spotlight. Do you know what I mean? This is a family business that was built on hard work and smarts. That's what I read. Okay. So, Beverly, I certainly understand. Now, Beverly, when your granddaughter, when Kathy and your caretaker, did you feel less vulnerable that someone was trying to help you straighten this out?
Well, it made me feel much better. Absolutely. Number one, you have someone to speak to that understands you, and they make you feel like you're not forgotten, that they believe in you, and that they're going to help you. Anything you call on the phone, I could call Kathy, God forbid, if I have to at midnight, and she'd be glad to say, wouldn't be angry that I called her and say, look, don't worry, Grandma. We'll take care of it tomorrow. Don't worry. There's nothing we can do right now anyway. You know, you always get someone to make you feel better. So I'm very happy with my kids. I have wonderful other children. I'm not talking about the ones that did me in, but They're wonderful. They call me almost every day, even the boys, and they're wonderful, and I'm happy about it. Kathy's dad is always there. The girl that lives with me, Dawn, my sister, my child, I don't know what to call her, but once in a while I give her, you know, you give them, oh, you bad girl, you, but we kiss and make up 2 minutes later. That's the way things go.
Well, I think that that's family. I think sometimes your family's boring to you, and sometimes you have to make your own family. And that's pretty wonderful.
You're
so
right.
So what, you know, that's just, if we're lucky, sometimes if we're lucky, we meet people that are family and we can.
That's right. You know. That's right. Listen, the luck was pretty lousy for a while. So I've been very lucky with the ones that stand with me. Wonderful. And Dawn has been marvelous. She's my friend, really my friend.
Yeah, that's another thing that as I've been blogging on my website is a lot of people have commented on how fortunate my grandmother is that she had such amazing help. The truth is Dawn, her caregiver, is the person who first rang the alarm bells, who first started saying something was wrong. She easily could have looked the other way, and I'm sure many people would have,
absolutely,
and she didn't. She stood up for my grandmother, and she had you would say it's the audacity, but for her, it wasn't. It was just the right thing to do, and that's why she did it, to alert other family members that she was suspicious of certain activities. And she's been a miracle and a lifesaver for all of us.
That's right.
Well, how wonderful. Now, where do you go from here? I know that there was a trial. And tell people, did you win?
Yes, we won.
Okay.
But they think they won.
Yeah,
what else can I say?
No, I understand that. I understand that.
It's been ongoing. My grandmother won on every single count. There was not a single count that she did not win on. The biggest being elder abuse, which is a felony, which is punishable by several years in jail. Meanwhile, nobody's in jail. No criminal charges have yet happened. It is possible that we think that New York is investigating them, but nothing has happened as of yet. So they are currently vacationing one floor below my grandmother with their parents. And my grandma watches them from her balcony, swimming in the pool, out at the beach, and nothing's happened. There was a multi-million-dollar award, a judgment given. It basically, the arbitrators, this is how the trial when it comes to financial matters goes through FINRA. I had never heard of FINRA until my grandmother's case, but they regulate the banks. So if you're having a problem with a broker, you don't try it in public court, you go through FINRA, and it's an arbitration trial. So three private arbitrators ruled on my grandmother's case, and she was awarded $9 million in damages just from my cousin Evan, who was her main broker, a little over $600,000 from my cousin Avi, who was Evan's partner, and about $9 million total from JP Morgan as well. JP Morgan has taken care of their share. I think they had offered to settle for pretty much the same amount before this trial even happened. They knew they had a problem. But Evan and Avi have took throughout the trial a very strong stance that they did nothing wrong, and everything, all these crazy investments that she was in, and there were a lot of crazy investments, and she was losing millions and millions of dollars. They claim my grandma wanted, she was the captain of the ship, and they just did what she wanted. Clearly, it was figured out that was wrong. But nothing has happened to them since, and they have not paid the amount. They tried to vacate the ruling, which is sort of a way to appeal, and it's different wording, but that is how it works in arbitration. And she hasn't seen any money from them. They're trying to make a private deal where they give her a lot less money. And at the time, they've been wanting her to sign confidentiality agreements and almost like gag orders that she's not allowed to say anything bad about them, because obviously they've had some bad publicity. She has no interest in doing that. So it's really been ongoing. The biggest news is that just last week, FINRA did officially ban, or they call it barred, my cousin Evan from being a broker. So he indefinitely. So he is now no longer ever allowed to work in the brokerage industry. That's the biggest thing that's come of it so far.
But Kathy, what happened just today? I called you up today.
Right. Well, today. Right. Today, the big news was that this is almost like a daily thing, which is why, again, I went to writing the book just to keep track of it.
Absolutely.
Today, there was an article that came out, and my cousin Evan's lawyer was quoted in it saying that my grandmother is reaching a private deal because she's soft-hearted and wants to make peace. That's not true. But I think they're trying to get any kind of coverage they can that puts them in a softer light. And that's the latest article. So naturally, my grandmother is upset because she's like, what's the private deal? I haven't gotten any money. But that's what they put.
Well, I can see the boys are scrambling now, aren't they? This is what happens. Yeah. My husband was an attorney for 50 years. So when big cases are going on throughout the country, he usually has the one-liner like, they're doing what they can to cover their tracks. So this is, I'm sorry. It makes me feel badly for your entire family. Do you know what I mean? But greed and dishonesty are not a good thing. And abusing your grandmother you're not getting into heaven for that. Okay, those are not things we allow. Now, I just want to say, I have found, Kathy, that writing can be one of the most, before you even knew that you wanted to publish it, I love your comments, and this is certainly a woman beyond a certain age point. Writing can help you clarify your thoughts. It can help you heal. It can be therapeutic. It's a wonderful wonder endeavor. So, and it's not an easy thing to do, you know, really. And I know I read in one of the paragraphs about you or on your blog how your grandmother said to you, help me understand this. And I think that's incredible. The name of Kathy's book is called Twisted: Conflict, Madness, and the Redemptive Power of a Granddaughter's Love. And I think that's fabulous. And I think it's true. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you'd like to say? Beverly, is there anything I haven't asked you that...
I think it's been lovely. I really appreciate your asking me these questions, because it makes me feel, it's hard to explain. I sort of feel more relaxed, honest to goodness, because today was a real rotten day when those guys, when a lawyer can lie for the guy he's working for. When a lawyer has to say, that he decided to make a deal with me. No deal is ever going to be made with those boys. They hurt me. They took my money. They think I'm going to be so easy that I'm going to drop everything and thank them for everything. I'm never going to thank them. They've been very mean. They haven't been my children that I always had in the years before that. And I can't forgive them, but I'm not going to keep them now, because what they're doing to me and to the family has been terrible. The family, they can't believe these are the same boys that they used to play around with and grow up with. They just can't believe it. It's hard to say, but I feel much better today.
Beverly, I'm going to write some of the things down that you have said today, because I totally, and I'm going to put them on a mirror. So when I put my lipstick on in the morning, I'm going to think of you and get inspiration for your courage. I had mentors in my life, and as people age, they are so discounted in our society. Everything is based on, for young people, do you know what I mean? It's not, people don't listen to elders for their wisdom or for their compassion or their courage or having just lived this long, for goodness sake. So it has been my privilege. I totally thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Kathy, anything that I didn't ask you that you want to tell us?
No, I think I just want to highlight, like what you said, the bravery and the courage that my grandmother has had to see this through. Yes. She was under tremendous pressure, not just from the people she was accusing and their family, but even some of our extended family who didn't like the fact that she was standing up for herself and thought that in some way that would be a poor reflection on the family name at large. Had nothing to do with them. And what about the person who's the real victim? That's what always bothered me. Somehow they're twisting the narrative to make themselves possible victims when we all know who the real victim is. And the fact that not everyone immediately got behind her and stood in her corner was so upsetting to me, because that's just morally where you should be. I don't think it's a complicated thing, but the truth is, for a lot of people, it was. And now that they see that she's gotten good press and good publicity, and she literally gets fan mail. I mean, she got a letter from a woman in Ireland. She was called up on the phone by a man in his 90s who lives in California. She's had an incredible response from people all over the world, and most especially in the country. And Bloomberg has had an incredible response to their story, which ended up becoming an Apple alert and going viral over the weekend, a few days after it came out. Then certain people that were not in her camp tried to switch over just a little late and say, oh, you've won in the court of public opinion. Good for you for standing up for yourself. But I still remember those early meetings, and I'm not going to say who they were, but certain influential people who really should have been in her camp from day one, who were not, and really dissuaded her from standing up for herself, and would say things like, oh, do you really need this at your age? This is going to be too trying for you. JP Morgan has wall-to-wall lawyers. You're just this little old lady. Why are you going to bring this on in your life? And I really believe that it's been my grandma's resolute quest for justice that's brought back her dignity. She's been able to reclaim her own dignity through this process.
You know, they've been calling me that I lost my mind. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's the way they've been talking about me.
They've said a lot of things, that she's had dementia. It's been terrible.
You know what? Beverly, what I love about you and Kathy and this story is, it never goes out of style. Right is right, you know, and being wrong is wrong. And for some reason in our society, you know, which is things like, oh, you don't want to take this on at your age, or, oh, or you have plenty of money, or, oh, the boys just made a little mistake, or any of that, excuse me, crap that people say, it's right and it's wrong. Okay, it's really not very difficult. And I'm thrilled that you stood up and that you've regained some dignity, because you should not never have been placed in that situation. And we know
you're
that.
Very sweet. You know, I'm going to have a birthday in June. And normally when I was getting a little older, you know, after how old nice. Are the kids when they, after they're 24 years old, they don't want to tell anybody how old they are. I never wanted to tell anyone how old I was getting. And I don't care if they find out I'm 95 years old. I don't care. It's in June.
Beverly, I think you should shout it from the rooftop to the balcony of your because you are nothing short of impressive. Thank you both for this time today.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. Thank you for talking to us.
Judy sent us information on you, and Cindy's the producer, and said, oh my God, this is a story. And I really think it's a story of love, and I think it's a story of family love after tragedy. And it's
absolutely thank you.
Thank you, ladies. And now, Kathy, you're going to have to come back when your book is out and talk to us again.
Thank you. I hope it'll be soon. I'm still working.
Well, your website's impressive. So, everyone, we have a Facebook page, also Women Beyond a Certain Age. And Cindy posts information about the ladies and their websites and how to get in touch with them. You know, we don't post your phone number, but we will tell people that they can contact us, and we will send them on to you if they have any questions or just want to send you a love letter saying how proud they are of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.